Now that you are sure you have removed the obstacles, let's talk about actually launching your expired listing owner campaign. What are the steps that are necessary? Well, first off, I'd like to talk a little bit about professional selling. Ladies and gentlemen, we get confused sometimes, and then there's a lot of resistance to what I call high pressure sales. And there's a resistance because people don't really understand what a professional salesperson does. See, there's only two things a professional salesperson does. They determine a need of a prospect, and then they offer a solution to satisfy that need. There should never be a time where high pressure sales comes into play. All you have to do are follow a few simple rules. Have I determined what the prospect's need is, and do I have a means of satisfying it? Now, let me ask you a question. What business are you in? Do you see yourself as somebody in the customer service business? See, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the people finding business. And what kind of people are you trying to find? People that have a need. See, your job every single day is really simple. All you've got to do every day is focus on one thing: finding people that have a need for the service you provide. See, it's impossible for you to provide customer service if you don't have any customers. So our first step in being successful is to go out every day and find customers, find people who have a need. Now, I believe it's a lot easier to find the people with a need if you know where to look. And one of those places that we should be looking is for the expired listing owner. But guys, you've got to understand, your job, if you're going to be a great listing agent, is to work with all the available sources of good sellable listings. And the expired certainly fits in that category. Do you understand that 1/3 of all the properties that will come on the market will fail to sell during their initial exposure to the marketplace? 1/3. 1/3 of every property that's going to come on the market is going to fail to sell. Now, let me ask you a question. Why do you think those properties fail to sell? A lot of agents don't want to work expireds. They don't have a real understanding of why a property expires. They think, well, I looked at that property, it's in a bad location, so I think the reason it didn't sell is because it's in a bad location. Or the property's in a horrible condition. You know, the homeowners haven't taken good care of it. Perhaps they're behind on their payments. Maybe it's a divorce situation. Maybe they're just people who don't take care of the property. Or they think to themselves, the reason that property didn't sell is because the other agent didn't do a good job. They didn't have an effective marketing campaign. Boy, I got a great marketing campaign. I can sell anything. Or maybe you're more realistic and you believe that the property didn't sell because of the price. You know the real reason? Of course it's price. What do we mean we think it might be the price? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the location. It's exactly the same location as it was where the seller bought it. It can't be the condition, because there's no property out there that a buyer won't buy if it's priced at the right price point. It doesn't matter about marketing. It doesn't matter that the other agent might have done a bad job marketing the property, because if it was priced right, the buyers would have found it. So we've all got to agree, and I'm sure most of you understand that the real reason properties aren't selling is because they weren't priced right. Now, don't get ahead of yourself, because that is not the only reason, and that's not the primary reason we're going to share with the homeowner. Now, why would a homeowner knowingly overprice their property? What would make them do that? Why do homeowners overprice their property? Well, there's two reasons. Number one, they had an agent that did not tell them the truth. The agent went out there, had a market analysis, the numbers were incorrect, or they went out there and they told the owner what the owner wanted to hear. And so they ended up not telling the homeowner the truth of what the real value was and what the property was going to sell for. Or, even worse, they did tell him and the homeowner refused to listen. But I still blame the agent, because the agent shouldn't then have taken the listing, should they? See, nobody made the agent take it. So if the seller refuses to be realistic, the agent could have walked away and should have walked away. Ladies and gentlemen, the real problem with expireds, it's not them, it's us. We get confused. We start blaming them. Oh, I don't want to work them. They're a bunch of hard-headed people. If they would have priced it right the first time, they would have sold it. I don't want to mess with them. Yeah, but the problem is us. It's not them. See, to work effectively with the expired listing owner, you just have to be a better communicator. You have to be a master communicator. You have to know how to say the right thing and the right way at the right time. It's not brain surgery. But it does take a certain amount of skill. Now, I believe that there's a huge reward for you, ladies and gentlemen, working the expired listing owner. If you think about it, they are a reliable source of new business. See, we all agreed that we need listings. If we focused on listings, we get the benefit of the 7 lead generations from every listing. We agreed that if we focus on taking listings, the buyers are going to come to us. So expireds give us a great source of consistently being able to build our inventory with new, good, sellable listings. Good market or bad, there are always going to be expireds. People think to themselves, well, the market is good now, so no properties are going to be expired. That's not true. The same percentages will still hold true. And if those reasons aren't good enough, do you realize that there's a much higher conversion ratio when you work with expireds, which means the amount of time you spend, the amount of contacts you make, you'll be able to more successfully convert expireds than probably any other lead generating source out there besides referrals? And guys, think about it. You get to decide where and with whom you're going to work. When I started in real estate, I was watching agents, and for every sale they made, I had to make 3 because my price range was 1/3 of theirs. So I realized all I needed to do to be more successful was just work in a better price range. I didn't have to work any harder. I just had to take that same methodology and apply it to a more expensive neighborhood, and I made a lot more money. See, when you work expired, you get to decide where and with whom you're going to work. And when you're working expired, you're helping people who have a need, a legitimate need. They wanted to sell and they weren't able to. They have a need. Isn't that why you got into real estate? All of you folks that want to deliver customer service, here's your chance. They have a need. All you have to do is have a plan to satisfy the need. Now, as an agent working to build a successful real estate business, to be able to make more money in less time and enjoy your life more, you need to understand that by working the expireds, there's a huge upside. Do you understand that they're frequently more motivated the second time around? And not only do they not want to waste any more time, but they also know what they don't want from an agent. They've already had some experience level. And they know they're interested in results, and they have a different idea now about what getting results means. So they know what they don't want, which makes it a lot easier for somebody like you who really knows what they're doing when you're meeting with an expired listing owner. And hey, let's not forget, they're willing to pay a commission to get the results they want. Unlike the for sale by owner, where we spend a considerable amount of time trying to demonstrate our value, the expired listing owner already willingly will pay you a brokerage fee. All you have to do is demonstrate you have a plan to get them the results that they desire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's really going to help if you can develop what I call an expired mastery attitude for success when you're working with the expired listing owners. And one of the things I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you to forget everything you think you know about the expired listing owner. My challenge is getting you to look at things from a different perspective. And so in order to do that, I just want you to have an open mind. Just forget everything right now that you think you know about effectively working an expired listing owner. And let me guide you for the next 90 days. I'm going to ask you to commit to push past some certain pre-established comfort zones in your own mind and in your own life. I'm not going to ask you to jump off any cliffs without any parachutes, but I am going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to be willing to just push yourself a little bit outside your comfort zones, because if you don't do that, it's going to be impossible for you to benefit from the program. Remember, if you always do what you always did, you're always going to get what you always got. So to get something different, you're going to have to do something different, and I'm going to ask you to push past your comfort zones in order to do that. I want you to change the way you think about yourself and your abilities when it comes to converting the expired owner. Think about it. Is there any reason why an expired listing owner would not want to choose you? You're hardworking. You're willing to do the job. You have the skills. You have the commitment. You're going to tell the truth. You are everything that they need. And I want you to see yourself as such. And I want you to change the way you see them. See, all too often, ladies and gentlemen, the agents see the expired listing owner as some kind of villain. Like they're the bad guy. They were unwilling to work with their agent. They're probably hard-headed and stubborn. Maybe they are, but aren't we too? So I prefer to see them as a victim. I prefer to see them as somebody who unfortunately did not have a real estate professional of your caliber. So now you're going to have the opportunity to show them the difference, to show them what it's like to have somebody who really knows what it takes to be successful and get a property sold in today's market. Now, here's a few facts for you. I call them my 7 facts you need to learn to be successful. 68% of the homeowners who are not successful selling their property with one agent end up using the services of a different real estate professional to help them. Make no mistake about it. This is a huge opportunity for you. 68% of the homeowners who come on the market with one agent are going to end up having to use a different agent to get the results that they want. That provides you a huge opportunity, almost unlimited. The second thing you need to know, you are probably not going to be the only person that's in contact with the expired listing owners. This is a fairly common methodology. Now, I believe and know based on our experience and the results that we get, we have a much better method. We convert more expired listing owners into good sellable listings with this plan than anything else in the real estate business, period. But you're not going to be the only person contacting them. So that means you've got to use all the tools at your disposal. You've got to follow the plan as we've laid it out for you. If not, there's too much competition for you to realistically expect you're going to be successful unless you do. The third thing you need to understand is that the sooner you make contact with an expired listing owner, the better your chances are of converting them. See, we have a rule. It goes like this. Get to them before anybody else does. Yeah, guys, you got to understand. If it is, in fact, a competition, if there are other people out there working with the expired listing owners, the sooner we can get to them and demonstrate the plan that we have, the sooner we can get there and demonstrate that we are somehow different, somehow better, then the easier it's going to be for you to convert them. The next fact you need to know is that the more consistent you are in contacting the expired listing owner, the better your chances are of converting them. That means, are you going to be consistent week in and week out, month in and month out? Because if you're not, then your odds of successfully converting go down. The more frequent you make contact with an expired listing owner, the better your chances are of converting them. So that means the sooner, the more consistent, and the more frequent you are in your campaign, the better chance you're going to have of converting an expired listing owner. And don't forget, one of the most important things you need to know in order to be successful is this. The more evidence of results that you can demonstrate to an expired listing owner, the better your chances are of converting them. You understand what that means? It means the better track record you have, the evidence of results that you've gotten for other people. The more successful you are in demonstrating to an expired listing owner that you have a track record of results, the more opportunities you're going to have for actually converting them. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. The more motivated and inspired listing owner is to sell, the better your chances are of converting them. If they're not motivated, if they're not really interested in selling, then you don't have a high probability of converting them. Remember, we're just not looking for people we can relist, are we? We're looking for motivated homeowners that have a reason to sell that we can convert into good sellable listings and those good sellable listings into sales. So the more motivated they are, obviously, the better chance you're going to have of converting them. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is understand a basic rule. To be successful, your job is not to demonstrate that they need a real estate professional. They already know that. See, they're already on board with that. Your job is to demonstrate that they need a different real estate professional to help them. That's the key here. You must understand, to be successful, your job is not to demonstrate they need a real estate professional, but to demonstrate they need a different real estate professional than the one they had already tried to use. Now, there are six stages to a successful expired campaign. What are they? What six things do you really need to master in order to be successful? Well, the first thing is the preparation stage. You have to understand the significance and the importance of being prepared. We have what we call the 5P rule. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And those are all the things that we do before we ever meet with the homeowner, including research on the neighborhood, on the market segment, on their needs, on the property, on their competition. The research, the preparation that we do. The second stage is what we call making contact with the expired listing owner. We're going to show you the best contact methodology that's available in the real estate industry today, bar none. And that's a very important step because if you don't make contact, then you're not going to be able to go on to the next stage, which is getting the appointment. Everything that we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be based around our ability to be able to get an appointment, to meet with the expired listing owner, and demonstrate how we can help them accomplish the goal and objective that they have. The next step is, of course, going to be evaluating the needs of the expired listing owner, because how can we satisfy the need if we don't know exactly what the need is? Remember, we agreed a professional salesperson, their job is to determine the need and then satisfy the need. Well, that's one of our steps. One of our steps is going to be evaluating the needs of the expired listing owner. Then once we have evaluated the needs of the expired listing owner, all we have to do is demonstrate our plan of how we can help them. It's very simple. See, we're going to move through the steps. We're going to prepare. We're going to make contact. We're going to get the appointment. We're going to go on the appointment, evaluate the needs. Once we evaluate the needs, we're going to demonstrate our plan for satisfying those needs. And then if we are not fortunate enough to convert them right in that moment, what are we going to do? We're going to implement an effective follow-up plan to stay with the expired listing owner until they are ready to re-enter the market and get that property sold. Follow-up is going to be a very important part of your successful expired listing campaign. Now let's talk about that proper preparation to prevent poor performance. Be realistic. You got to set a schedule of activities in order to implement and maintain this expired listing owner campaign. You've just got to. You've got to look at your schedule right now and go, okay, how much time can I allocate each day to effectively developing and maintaining this campaign? Now, once we've done that, once you've established your time, then you have to just simply follow some steps. What's the first step? Well, the first step is to develop the criteria for determining which expired listing owners you're going to contact. You're not going to want to work them all. Not every expired in your marketplace is going to be somebody that is in your market segment. Not all of them are going to fit the price range or market particulars that you want to work. So that's the first thing you need to do. You need to decide what price range and what market segments are you going to work. Then once you've established the criteria and you've decided what price range, what market segments, what neighborhoods, which expireds you're going to be focusing your attention on, then also think about things like your farm area. Do you have a farm that you have been working? You should make sure that you focus on any expireds, not just current, not just future, but also in the past. they could quite realistically provide you with some good listing leads in your existing farm areas. Now, what about market segments that you want to break into? Are there certain price ranges that you would like to move up to? Are there certain neighborhoods that you feel are going to be the future strength of your market? Now would be a good time for you to use expired listing owners as a way to get yourself established in a certain market segment or a neighborhood in which you'd like to work. I also encourage you to look for the for sale by owners who failed to sell during their initial exposure to the marketplace. Just because they're trying to sell the property themselves does not mean they are not a prime candidate for you to utilize your expired listing campaign to try and convert them. So here's the key. I want you to start today and become consumed with finding all of the expired listing owners in your market and all of those segments we talked about. You have to be consumed every single day. What are you doing to reach out to the expired listing owners in those market segments that you really want to work? Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you need to learn the system. First off, you got to figure out how to utilize your MLS database to start running those expired listing owners. How do you pull the expireds? How do you separate them from the other properties in your market? Okay, there has to be a system through your MLS for figuring out which properties are expired. Sometimes they tell you in advance. They actually tell you when the property is going to expire. Most properties now in most MLSs around the country do not provide that information. You just see them when they actually come off the market. So you're going to want to start running your daily expired searches and pay particular attention to the 1st, the 15th, and the 30th, because that's when you will see the greatest collection of expireds hitting the market at one time. Then I want you to go back and I want you to run the 30, 60, and 90-day expireds so that you can really build a database of previous expireds. And after you've gone back 30, 60, 90 days, if you still don't have enough of a core for you to really focus your attention on for a long-term expired listing campaign, then I want you to go back a whole year. See, guys, things change. Circumstances change. Markets change. People's motivations change. Somebody that tried to sell their property a year ago might have been disappointed, might have a change in plans, and now they're cycling back and it's going to become time for them again. So don't just stick to the 30, 60, 90s. Go back maybe a year or even more. And then track other properties. Start paying attention. Start looking for properties in your market that you anticipate are going to expire. I used to keep a file on all the properties that I thought were grossly overpriced in my market, and I would watch them because I was confident that they were going to expire. But they were great properties, and I knew I could sell them if I could get hold of them. So I just started tracking them. Now, once you've done that, you've got to get a system for cross-checking. Once we've got an expired, we want to cross-check it against all current listings, all of the solds, and all of the pendings, because we don't want to waste time nor appear incompetent by sending our postcards, our letters, or making contact to an expired listing owner who's actually a sale or a pending sale. So make sure you have a system, not just for running the dailies, the 1st, the 15th, the 30th, the 30, the 60, the 90, the previous year, but also that you're cross-checking them to make sure the expireds that you have are truly expired. Now, once we've got that, once we've got a system in place, we know what expired market segments we're going to be working. We have a plan in place and a methodology in order to get those expireds every day and make contact with them. The next thing we want to do is implement an expired listing contact campaign. Okay, we want to actually have a campaign with different steps that are going to allow us to now reach out to those expireds we discover. Now, before we get into the methodology, let's talk about our objectives. What is our true objective when we make contact with the expired listing owner? Are we trying to get a listing? Are we trying to get them to call us so we can do our listing presentation over the phone? What is our true objective? Well, our true objective, ladies and gentlemen, is simple. And please never forget this. Our objective is always first and foremost to get an appointment to meet the homeowner, to see the property, to make some evaluations. It's never to try and list over the phone. How do I know the property is even going to be sellable, that I'm going to be able to work with these people, that they're going to be motivated sellers, until I have an opportunity to sit down with them face to face and see the property? So always remember, the objective is clear. Get an appointment, see the property, meet the owner. Now I'm going to share with you some dialogues. They're going to help you. And hopefully you're going to implement our postcard campaign. Maybe you'll merge that with a letter campaign and you'll start to see the expired listing owners contacting you. You need to know what to say. You need to know how to say the right thing in the right way at the right time. And maybe you're going to reach out to them. Maybe you're going to make contact with them. Well, then even more importantly for you to know how to say the right thing in the right way at the right time. So I want you to work on learning the dialogues that we've got for you word for word. I've laid them out for you. And as we work through each session and you work with us through your action plan and journal, you will see and hear the words that we want you to use. And the reason we want you to use them is because we know they're going to work. Now, why do they have to be learned word for word? Why can't you just pick and choose? Well, look, guys, success comes from knowing the right thing to say. We've eliminated the guesswork. These dialogues have been tested and proven to work in every single market for every type of market conditions. So you've got to learn them word for word. And don't forget, you're trying to create the right image. And to create the right image, to sound like a professional, you need to know what you're supposed to say and when you're supposed to say it. So again, how do we do that? By learning the dialogues word for word. Now remember one of the obstacles we talked about? Fear, false education that appears real. Knowing what to say and how to say it, and more importantly, when to say it, will reduce the fear you have of trying to work with the expired listing owner. So let's work on learning the dialogues word for word. And I want you to implement a system for tracking. There's no sense getting this campaign launched. There's no sense us doing the activities unless we have a system that we're going to utilize to stay in touch and do our follow-up. So I need you to take the time to implement a system for tracking your expired listing owner leads, your activities, and your contact. So that means the name, the date, their address, all of that information, all of that personal information on every expired listing owner. Then the contact history. When was the last time you contacted them? What was the methodology? Was it a phone call? Was it a postcard? Was it a letter? Was it an email? All of the correspondence and contact history on all of your expired listing owners. And then you need to know the specifics about the needs of each expired listing owner. Remember, what is our job? Need satisfaction. Determine the need and then satisfy it. And then you need to know all the specifics about the property. By following a few simple steps, our rules of proper preparation to prevent poor performance, you're going to position yourself for success. You're going to see a much greater conversion ratio of opportunity into successful transactions. And isn't that what you want? Now, here's my little warning. Don't change the system. Don't just go through the material and decide, well, I like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that, I like this, but I don't like that. Just give it a chance for 90 days. Follow the system as it's been created for you. I know it might be outside your comfort zone, but we've tested it and we know it's going to work. All we're going to ask you to do is give it enough time.
As I keep saying, information without implementation is worthless. To help you get maximum benefit from module number 2, we suggest the following tasks be completed before you move on to module number 3. Implementation plan for module 2. 1, listen to module 2 a minimum of 2 times. 2, commit to pushing past pre-established comfort zone. 3, change the way you think about yourself and your abilities to convert the expired. 4, set a schedule of activities for your expired listing owner campaign. 5, develop the criteria for determining which expired listing owners to contact. 6, learn how to run expired listing searches from your MLS databases. 7, start running daily expired listing searches, especially ones saying 15 to 30. 8, run the 30, 60, 90 day expired listings to get your database built. 9, start tracking listings of properties you know are overpriced. 10, implement systems for tracking expired listing owner leads and activities. Okay, now let's go on to module number 3.